This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. With stocks droopy given the trade war and some dark clouds over the global economy, the S&P 500 is down 4.7% in less than 2 weeks. Money's been moving into U.S. government bonds and gold. That's now above $1,500 an ounce for the first time in 6 years. Marketplace's Andy Euler shows some metal here.
Gold prices have risen by 17% this year, thanks in no small part to U.S.-China trade tensions. But let's face it, gold is a commodity without much utility. Jeff Breithauer teaches finance at the University of Nebraska. He says it's valuable because it's always been valuable. Plus, people see it as a lot more reliable than newer investment vehicles like cryptocurrencies.
People feel confident when they buy gold because it's something they can touch and hold, where the Bitcoins, there's still so much unknown, and we've seen even more volatility.
Gold isn't just attracting nervous individual investors, though. China's central bank added about 10 tons of the precious metal to its coffers in July alone. And Will Rind, founder of the asset management firm Granite Shares, says China's not alone.
The trend of central banks being net buyers of gold has been going on for a number of years.
He says those central banks are doing it for the same reasons as your fund manager. If and when waters are rocky, gold is a safe bet. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.